Chapter 13, How You Can Retire with an IRA Worth $1 Million. I know this sounds like another one of those glorified headlines to get your attention, but without a lot of truth. I know it's a very strong statement and sounds too good to be true, but what if it is true? What if you could have a cool $1 million in your IRA within a few years so you'd never have to worry about retirement again? What if you could do this without writing another check to your IRA? Well, I got some good news and I got some bad news. The good news is you can. The bad news is it's going to require some work. Is it too much to ask you to do some work for a few years so you can retire rich? You got to work at something anyway. You might as well work at getting rich while you're doing it. The information you're about to read is unknown to most of the world. Most people think the way to grow your IRA is to make an annual contribution and let the manager of your IRA invest it in stocks and mutual funds and so forth. Then over a period of year, 20 to 40 years, it grows into a large sum of money for your retirement. Well, that's the conventional wisdom thinking for sure. Now let me tell you how I feel about conventional wisdom. It's almost always wrong. Let's take a look at a better way. Check it out for yourself and see if you agree. I speak to groups of people all over the country and sometimes ask how many in the room have an IRA, and I've never had more than a third of the class answer yes. So why don't more people have IRAs? Here's what they tell me. They can't let go of the contribution idea, not knowing it only takes $100 to open an IRA. Some people think you have to contribute $6,000 to even open it. And of course, nothing could be further from the truth. Any of the IRA third-party administrators that do the kind of self-directed IRAs that I am talking about here will easily open your IRA for a very small contribution. Or they never thought about it. Or they feel they can invest in other financial ventures that can produce more income. Or they know they should, but never get around to it. If you're one of these people, it's probably time for you to wake up and take action before it's too late. You see, an IRA is about all we have left that Uncle Sam allows us to use to grow filthy, stinking rich without paying taxes along the way. And I don't have to tell you that money grows a whole lot faster if the IRS isn't taking its percentage out of it as fast as you can make it. Every dollar you send to the government is money that can't earn anything for you until the day you die. Every dollar you can stash away that's tax-deferred or tax-free can compound throughout the rest of your life. For example, let's say you kept an extra $10,000 out of the IRS hands this year and invested it at 15%, which you can easily do, and it compounded for 20 years before you started using it. How much do you think it would grow to? How about $197,000? That's about 200 grand you could have available for retirement by wising up and keeping the 10 grand you're now giving away. This is assuming you don't have to pay taxes as you go, and you don't if you're using a Roth IRA. But Ron, my accountant tells me I can't contribute more than $6,000 a year. Where did you come up with this $10,000 figure? Well, your accountant may be right. There is a limit to how much you can contribute. But wait. Go back and ask your accountant if there's any limit on how much your IRA can make in a year from what you invested it in. He'll scratch his head and tell you, no, there's no cap on how much income your IRA can produce in a year. Incidentally, if you have the nerve, ask your accountant what his or her net worth is. I dare you. Oh, I know you probably won't, and you probably wouldn't like the answer if you did, but I want you to remember that this is the person from whom you're seeking financial advice. Also remember, the broke can't teach you how to be rich. They're just not qualified. Just because your CPA has initials after his or her name does not mean they know how to make money. However, I wouldn't want to have my taxes done without the use of a good CPA. Okay, Ron, so tell me how I can make my IRA wealthy without making any contributions. If you're a real estate investor, you're making money from buying and selling houses or keeping houses. If I've trained you, you're doing this by using little or none of your own money. The objective is to create cash and cash flow by leveraging your brain, not your wallet or your credit. And in your IRA, you can do the same thing. That's right, your IRA can buy houses the same way you do. You have to do the work, but your IRA gets the money, tax-free. Here's a real-life example. A student called me with a house in Atlanta that's worth $575,000 in a gorgeous area. The seller owed $492,000, with a $4,200 month payment. She was $13,000 in arrears. After some back and forth, she agreed to deed the house to my student if she made up the back payments. Well, we did our due diligence and verified the facts and the value with an appraiser. We've closed on the house and currently own it. But instead of taking title in a trust with me as a beneficiary, I took title of trust with my IRA as the beneficiary because my student actually just assigned the deal to me. I had my IRA administrator send the check to the closing attorney for the back payments, along with instructions on how I wanted to take title. He created a trust at closing. I didn't even have to appear at the closing. Now, in this case, my IRA did have to come up with the $13,000 to make the deal work. But normally, when I get the deed, it's free or pretty close to it. Keep this in mind and don't get hung up on the down payment. Let's look at the results. I received $83,000 in equity for $13,000. We've obtained a beautiful home in the same area several Atlanta Braves have homes, as well as Whitney Houston used to have her house. We've purchased with no liability and can sell the same way. We simply took over the mortgage, subject to. So what's our exit? Simple. Sell the same way we bought it. Get as much down as possible, preferably $80,000 to $100,000, and lease option it to a tenant buyer until someday they decide they want to go and cash out. We have a huge monthly positive cash flow, and we'll get a great big chunk of money up front. So let's review. If we get $80,000 and subtract the $13,000 before a payment comes due, we'll net about $65,000. That's $32,000. Well, that would have been $32,500 for my partner and $32,000 for me if I hadn't got the assignment from her first. And what if I did three or four of these a year? That's $100,000 I helped my IRA earn tax deferred. And we're only talking about a year. What if I did this every year until I didn't want to do it anymore because my IRA had more money than I could spend? You can do as many of these as you want inside of your IRA per year and never pay taxes on the profit if it's in your Roth IRA and you do it correctly. At least this is what I've been told by the people who administer IRAs. And of course, there are few rules and more questions. Perhaps I can't answer them for you here, and frankly, many accountants can't answer them either because they simply don't know how to buy houses in your IRA. All accountants know you can buy houses with your IRA. They just don't know how to do it without using their money or credit or their IRA's money or credit. There are a few good companies we found to handle self-directed IRAs. I am currently using Quest IRA out of Houston. If you stay tuned with our website, ronlegrand.com, we post that information on there regularly. Next, you got to learn and understand the meaning of self-dealing, which can be deadly to your wealth. You cannot sell your houses to your IRA. You shouldn't get your IRA involved in any deal on your property or on anything that you're in control of, and nor can you have anyone in your lineal descent involved in the transaction at all. In short, you cannot personally profit from any deal your IRA does, nor can your parents, your grandparents, your children, your grandchildren, or your spouse's lineal descent as well. And you can't live in a house that your IRA owns, nor can anybody in that group. Now, you may be thinking I'm advocating you're using your IRA to buy houses, but maybe. Actually, I buy houses with my IRA. If I have the cash available, it buys the house, pays the cash, and usually we'll renovate the house, then sell the house, and all the profit goes into my IRA tax-free forever. I am in my 70s as of the time I am reading this book, and I can tell you that I want to do most of my deals in my IRA and get as much money in it as I can tax-free so that when I get ready to sit down, I don't have to worry about making a living or depending on Social Security. The process of buying and selling houses in your IRA is not very complicated at all. It's not hard for you to learn. In fact, you can actually go to any of the third-party administrators' websites and get acquainted with the rules and also the self-dealing rules. You certainly want to make sure you understand the meaning of self-dealing, because if you get caught self-dealing, the IRS could literally disavow your IRA and put you back in a position you were in when you opened it. And literally, you will have to pay taxes on all the gain that you made in your IRA because you simply didn't follow the rules. You can option a property in your IRA as well. You can wholesale houses without using your money. Just make sure your IRA is the buyer, and when you flip it, the money goes into your IRA. You can take a house subject to without money. You can lease option a house from the seller without money. And wait, here's more. Did you know your children and grandchildren can also have an IRA, and you can start without their knowledge and become their own retirement fund? Or there's a thing called a CESA, a CESA, which is a Coverdale Educational Savings Account. You can open your child a CESA as long as they're not 18 years of age yet. Put a little bit of money in there. Use it for an earnest money deposit. Do a deal in your child's CESA. And here comes the profit. Let's say you make $20,000 on the house. All that money goes into your child's CESA, tax-free. And there sits the money to put your child through college or grade school, high school, or any educational purpose from birth to age 30. That's right, from birth to age 30. Your IRA can literally put your children through college because you've done a deal in their child's CESA, not wrote a check for the tuition. They can spend it on anything educationally related. I mean books, tuition, travel to the universities, and computers and anything that applies to educational purposes. All right, let's play a little game here. What's your IRA worth at 15% in 5 years, 10 years, and 15 years? Let's play with some numbers. Suppose you can set aside enough time away from your job to do, three or four deals a year, netting a total of $50,000. Then you decide you're going to do the same thing the next year, the next 5 years, and then you quit. You know you can get 15% return in your sleep. Simply make loans to other investors in your city, as I discussed in the last chapter, and charge 15% interest like I did. Add 2 or 3 points and maybe a prepayment penalty when it's paid off, and your yield could easily top 25%. So what was your total contribution? Zero. Your IRA made money, but you didn't contribute any of it. So if that's the case, what's your IRA worth at 15% in 5 years? $387,000. In 10 years? $780,000. In 15 years? $1,568,000. Okay, now let's suppose you get a little ambitious and do better deals that make $100,000 each year in your IRA. What's your IRA worth at 15% in 5 years? $775,000. 10 years, $1,558,000. In 15 years, $3.1 million. Remember, I'm only putting a small amount of money, up to $50,000, in my IRA each year to make it happen, or in my second example, $100,000. If you're an active real estate entrepreneur, it's no big thing to let your IRA have a few of your deals. Most people spend more time buying a car or planning a vacation or taking in a football game than planning their retirement. So what about you? Is this going to be a scanned over chapter to be quickly cast aside because your favorite TV show is about to air? Or could it be a valuable piece of information that will have a major impact on your future because you decided to take action? Hey, I'm only the messenger boy. My job's done. Yours is next. Do you remember my student's big option deal that netted him $2.4 million? His total cash outlay was $100. What if he let his IRA put up the $100 and do the option instead of him? That means he'd have $2,450,000 in his IRA tax-free for the rest of his life. Had he simply put that money into mutual funds, earning an average annual rate of return of just 10 or 12%, which is easy to get, his IRA would be worth $8 million in 10 years, 14.7 in 15 years, $78 million in 29 years, his retirement age of 59 and a half. Not bad for a $100 investment, huh? Bad news, he didn't use his IRA. Well, that was an expensive seminar he took. He didn't bother to ask me first, or that's exactly what I would have suggested he did, is put the money in his IRA, and literally for the rest of his life, he wouldn't have to worry about money. Now, caution, the example I just used involves buying property that comes with debt financing, not the option deal, but the previous one. Anytime you buy a property that has a debt on it, or you create a debt back to the seller, or you borrow money using a private lender with your IRA, it will trigger UBIT. UBIT means unrelated business income tax, and that will cause the transaction to be taxed on its profit. Now, UBIT can easily be eliminated by using an option instead of a purchase. Have your IRA option the property from the seller or even from a land trust if it's done correctly. A little time learning the rules is time well spent. In fact, it's worth a tax-free fortune to you. This subject is of extreme importance to your retirement and peace of mind, and I'm on a mission to educate America about this very valuable information. If you have interest, you can get a hold of my office. We have several lessons on IRAs. I have a course on this IRA stuff that I actually recorded with the owner of Quest, Quest IRA out of Houston. And it's very inexpensive education. So the education is available. If you have any interest in what I just said, make sure you take time to learn everything you can about how to use this IRA stuff and then buy or control real estate within that IRA and grow tax-free. In closing, the secret of success is to be ready for opportunity when it comes and then take action before it leaves. Ron LeGrand.